Welcome to Kauffman Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Adam Eaton. Batting second. The center fielder, Austin Jackson. Batting third. The third baseman, Todd Frazier. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Melky Cabrera. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jose Abreu. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Brett Lowry. Batting seventh. The catcher, Dionor Navarro. Batting eighth. The DH, Abisail Garcia. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Tyler Saladino. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Chris Sale. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Alcides Escobar. Batting second. The second baseman, Whit Merrifield. Batting third. The center fielder, Lorenzo Cain. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Eric Hosmer. Batting fifth. The DH, Kendrys Morales. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Paolo Orlando. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Brett Ebner. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Chesler Cuthbert. Batting ninth. The catcher, Drew Butera. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Edinson Valquez. And now, play ball. Adam Eaton is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Eaton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Austin Jackson is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. There goes Eaton. The throw from Butera and he is out, Escobar applying the tag. One out. Austin Jackson is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Jackson strikes out. Two outs. Todd Frazier is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Frazier hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Merrifield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Alcides Escobar is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Escobar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Saladino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Whit Merrifield is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Merrifield hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Lorenzo Cain is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Cain hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Jackson. Cain reaches second base with a double. Merrifield goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Royals. Eric Hosmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hosmer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cain scores. It's 2-0, Royals. Kendrys Morales is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Morales hits a fly ball towards center. Jackson catches it and throws to Saladino who relays to Abreu to double up Hosmer. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Royals 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Melky Cabrera is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Cabrera hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Merrifield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jose Abreu is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Abreu hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brett Lowry batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Lowry hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Abreu moves to third. Dionor Navarro is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Navarro hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Abreu scores. Lowry moves to third. It's 2-1, Royals. Abisail Garcia is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. There goes Navarro. The throw from Butera and he is safe. Navarro steals second. Abisail Garcia is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Garcia strikes out. 2 outs. Tyler Saladino is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Saladino hits a fly ball into center field. Kane settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals 2, and the White Sox 1. The Royals will come to bat. Paulo Orlando is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Orlando strikes out. 1 out. Brett Ebner is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ebner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cabrera throws the ball into Lori, who tags Ebner, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. 2 outs. Chesler Cuthbert is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cuthbert strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Adam Eaton is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Eaton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Eaton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Austin Jackson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Jackson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cuthbert fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Todd Frazier is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Frazier is 0-for-1 in the game. Frazier strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 2, and the White Sox 1. The Royals will come to bat. Drew Butera is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Butera strikes out. 1 out. Alcides Escobar is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Escobar is 0-for-1 in the game. Escobar hits a ball on the ground towards first. Abreu scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Escobar for the out. 2 outs. Whit Merrifield is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Merrifield is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Merrifield hits a line drive into right field. Eaton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Melky Cabrera is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cabrera is 0-for-1 in the game. Cabrera hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Merrifield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jose Abreu is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Abreu is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Abreu hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cuthbert fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Brett Lori is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lori is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lori hits a ball on the ground towards short. Escobar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 2, and the White Sox 1. The Royals will come to bat. Lorenzo Cain is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cain is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Cain strikes out. 1 out. Eric Hosmer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Hosmer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hosmer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kendrys Morales batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Morales is 0-for-1 in the game. Morales takes first base on ball 4. Hosmer moves to second. Paulo Orlando is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Orlando is 0-for-1 in the game. Orlando strikes out. two outs. Brett Ebner is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Ebner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Ebner hits a fly ball into center field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Deonor Navarro is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Navarro is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Navarro strikes out. 1 out. Avisail Garcia batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Garcia is 0-for-1 in the game. Garcia takes first base on ball 4. Tyler Saladino is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Saladino is 0-for-1 in the game. Saladino hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ebner. Saladino reaches second base with a double. Garcia moves to third. Adam Eaton is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Eaton is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Eaton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Merrifield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Garcia scores. Saladino moves to third. 2 outs. It's White Sox, 2, Royals, 2. Austin Jackson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Jackson is 0-for-2 in the game. Jackson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Saladino scores. It's 3-2, White Sox. Todd Frazier is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Frazier is 0-for-2 in the game. Frazier hits a pop-up towards short. Escobar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Chesler Cuthbert is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Cuthbert is 0-for-1 in the game. Cuthbert hits a fly ball into right field. Eaton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Drew Butera is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Butera is 0-for-1 in the game. Butera strikes out. 2 outs. Alcides Escobar is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Escobar is 0-for-2 in the game. Escobar hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lori fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Whit Merrifield is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Merrifield is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Merrifield hits a line drive towards third. Frazier reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Royals 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Melky Cabrera is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Cabrera is 0-for-2 in the game. Cabrera hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Merrifield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jose Abreu batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Abreu is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Abreu hits a ball on the ground towards short. Escobar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Brett Lori is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Lori is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lori strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Lorenzo Cain is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cain is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Cain hits a fly ball into center field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Eric Hosmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Hosmer is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Hosmer strikes out. 2 outs. Kendrys Morales is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Morales is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Morales hits a ball on the ground towards short. Saladino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Royals 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Hochvar now pitching. Deonor Navarro is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Navarro is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Navarro hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Avisail Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Garcia hits a fly ball into right field. Orlando settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tyler Saladino is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Saladino is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Saladino is hit by the pitch. Navarro moves to second. Adam Eaton is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Eaton is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Eaton hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Navarro moves to third. Saladino moves to second. Austin Jackson is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Jackson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Jackson hits a line drive into right field. Orlando settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Navarro tags and scores. Two outs. It's 4-2, White Sox. Todd Frazier is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Frazier is 0-for-3 in the game. Frazier strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Paolo Orlando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orlando is 0-for-2 in the game. Orlando hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sale fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Brett Ebner is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Ebner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ebner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chesler Cuthbert is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Cuthbert is 0-for-2 in the game. Cuthbert takes first base on ball 4. Ebner moves to second. Drew Butera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butera is 0-for-2 in the game. Butera hits a line drive towards third. Frazier reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alcides Escobar is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Escobar is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Escobar hits a fly ball into center field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Royals 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Chris Young now pitching. Melky Cabrera is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cabrera is 0-for-3 in the game. Cabrera strikes out. One out. Jose Abreu is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Abreu is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Abreu hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Merrifield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Brett Laurie is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Laurie is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Laurie hits a line drive into center field. Kane settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Nate Jones now pitching. Whit Merrifield is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Merrifield is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Merrifield hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Abreu settles under it and makes the catch for the out. one out. Lorenzo Cain is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cain is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Cain hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-3, White Sox. Eric Hosmer is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hosmer is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Hosmer hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Cabrera. Hosmer reaches second base with a double. Adam Eaton now playing center field. Jerry Sands now playing right field. Kendrys Morales is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Morales is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Morales takes first base on ball 4. Paulo Orlando is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Orlando is 0 for 3 in the game. Orlando hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hosmer moves to third. Morales moves to second. Jared Dyson pinch runs for Kendrys Morales. Brett Ebner batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Ebner is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Ebner takes first base on ball 4. Hosmer scores. Dyson moves to third. Orlando moves to second. It's White Sox, 4, Royals, 4. Matt Albers now pitching. Chesler Cuthbert batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Cuthbert is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Cuthbert hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lorie fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dyson scores. There goes Orlando trying to get to home. Abreu throws to Navarro who tags Orlando for the out. Ebner moves to second. 2 outs. It's 5-4, Royals. Drew Butera is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Butera is 0 for 3 in the game. Butera takes first base on ball 4. Ebner moves to third. Cuthbert moves to second. Alcides Escobar is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Escobar is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Escobar hits a fly ball into center field. Eaton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 5, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Wade Davis now pitching. Deonor Navarro is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Navarro is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Navarro hits a fly ball into left field. Ebner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Avisail Garcia is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Garcia is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Garcia hits a ball on the ground towards short. Escobar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Tyler Saladino is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Saladino is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. Saladino strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 5, and Chicago White Sox, 4. Goodbye from Kauffman Stadium in Kansas City.